Please sit down. Please place your hands on the controller. Thank you. Dearly beloved, we have gathered here today to witness the joining of this person to this controller. If anyone here disagrees with this union, shall they be banished to the world of the Mouser, allowed to wallow in the filth of their demise, to be fragged more than the gases that pass from a pig's ass, to live in shame like so many lava monkeys, suicide ledge trippers, plot-bumbling idiots. Anyway, do you, game player, wish to take this controller to be your lawfully wedded device? Do you, controller, wish to take this player to be your lawfully wedded master?
You may now kiss your controller.
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 Welcome, Clan members. It's Clan A3D Radio Online. It's July 14th, 1998, and ClanA3D.com is born. Listen to it scream. Yes, it's true. We now have a domain. ClanA3D.com is so simple, just to type it in and toss it out there. You know, to get more matches, you know, if you hit out there and you slap a server and you slap some mousers around, just toss up www.clanA3D.com. They ask you what A3D stands for, same thing, you know. Anyway, I want to start out the show here by giving Awesome One way out there in Japan his happy birthday wish on the air. It was actually yesterday, and I think today was yesterday to him, or today was tomorrow, something. But anyway, here's your birthday BFG blast. Okay, everybody, watch this. This is where Skeeta starts dancing and killing mousers. Dancing like that. Anyway, there's been mixed reviews on the brighter Quake 2 clan skin, and I just wanted to explain that it is just a brighter red. It's a more contrasting red. The skin itself has not been changed. The A3D.pcx that you have already in your subdirectory, at least you should have, has been made a little bit brighter. You can always keep the darker one too if you'd prefer to see those people who wear that particular skin, you know, in the darker color. But in GL lighting, with shadows and colored lights and just dark areas and so forth, this skin shows up a lot better. Also, to add to it, there's more skins in there that have bandanas on their head, and they're called like A3D underscore blue, A3D underscore green, etc., etc., etc. These are kind of from the idea of headhunters with the big colored disc under your feet, and it makes it real easy to see a player and actually identify the player from a distance. It's kind of similar to the skins for Quake World, where you had the names on the belts and so forth, but you had to see that kind of close up. This way you can see it from a distance. The brighter skin kind of comes from the CTF. I don't know if you play CTF. There was a bright set of skins put out, and it sure did make it a lot easier to see who your teammates were, and you didn't waste as much ammo on shooting somebody who didn't deserve to be shot. Anyway, there's a match coming up Saturday with Clan Pimp, and that's a OGL ladder match, and I think between now and Friday, if you get the zip file from Smile or myself, then there's no way you can miss. You've got all the correct file names named properly, and they are nice looking, and there's no big change. And you only use them for team play, really, anyway, and they're tiny files. They're just little PCXs, as you well know, for skins. If you want to give them a try, get a hold of me or Smile, and we can upload them to you via ICQ or send them to you in email. Just let us know. Let's give them a try.
Oh my God, that's the funky shit!
Thank you. I'm going to use this little section of the show to toss out some server addresses. Get your pencils ready. Hands off controllers. Hands on pencils. Get a piece of paper out. Q2DM1 Unlimited Ammo that I mentioned last show is still showing up with some A3D players every once in a while, so it's a great place to go warm up your frag count on Lithium Deathmatch, and that's 209.19.87.85. Then once you get all warmed up there, run over to Rocket Arena 2 at Nuggets Arena. See some A3Ders over there every once in a while. That's 204.254.124.194. If anybody knows where Who Knows plays on the frag pipe, I would sure like to have that address, because it seems like he plays there all the time. And now maybe he just wants to be there by himself. I don't know. Anyway, if you want to try out some funny patches, Catch the Chicken is just a gas. It's, if you want to, I can hold the chicken, I swear to God, like forever, you know, with the assassin. It's just so impossible for anybody to catch me. Just follow the feather trail to www.planetquake.com. There's also one called Action Quake, which I understand is very good. I'm going to go ahead and try to play around with that this weekend, probably, and if not during the week, this week. There's some bindings and stuff you got to do, but hey, how many buttons you got? You know, 15, 17 buttons. It's action.telefrag.com. Just go look at that and see what you think. Now, it looks like Battlefield Communicator is going to be tested out, and it may even be able to be used this weekend. That would be nice. I'd like to see how that works, and I don't have the address for that right now, but I'm sure you'll hear plenty about it. Anyway, sounds like somebody's ringing the red phone over here at the Mouser Trauma Hotline. Let's see who it is.
Mouser Trauma Hotline.
Hey, man, it's Happy Ron.
Hey, Ron, what's going on? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm feeling all emotional, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just got my Panther XL, and mm-hmm. I've been out there fragging all those Mousers, and mm-hmm. I've been thinking about all the Mousers I'm going to frag in the future, and mm-hmm. it's just so beautiful.
Okay, guy. Okay, it's a normal thing. This is a normal thing.
Oh, look at me. Look at me. I'm crying like a babe. I'm crying like a baby.
I understand.
Really.
Look, the controller was meant to come to you with this kind of power. You've just got to learn to, you know, you need to take it in, you know.
Thanks, man.
Let it out.
I've just been so overwhelmed. I gotta say, I'm just all for your your Mouser Trauma Hotline, because I know the more we can traumatize those Mousers, the better off we're gonna be.
That's true, and that's what's here for. And you know, I know that you have a problem with this, and you need to learn that's there for a purpose, okay? And that's just something you're gonna have to learn to deal with, you know.
Oh, I can deal with it, man. I love it.
Well, that's the point here, you know. That's the point of the hotline. You know, I mean, the amount of, you know, killing that you're doing, you know, is normal. This is a normal thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm. And you know, got to just let your feelings go, you know. Talk to us about it, you know. Now, you know, how do you feel?
I feel better now. I mean, now that I know that there's others out there.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh yes. Just, you're not. Yeah, you're. Mm-hmm.
It just helps me. It just helps me so much.
Well, you know, we're a force. You know, there's a lot of us out here. You know, we're with you. You know, on this, you gonna be all right?
I'm fine.
Are you?
Okay. I'm all better now.
Okay. Good. So what? You know, what's been going on? You know, I mean, what have you seen lately? What's been happening? You know, and what's brought you to this state lately?
Well, I've just been thinking back to my early days of being a Quake player, and mm-hmm. how I came to this point, and mm-hmm. everything that happened, and it's just, I've just been overwhelmed with how far I've come,
mm-hmm.
and everything. I mean, did I ever tell you that, like, the first time I ever saw a Mouser, I actually had my tape recorder going?
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I actually had my tape recorder going. I just happened to, I was doing some, like, you know, stuff, and I actually had my tape recorder going, and I recorded, you know, the moment, you know, and I recorded my first response.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Oh, here, hold on a second here, just call up the file, man. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
My fucking mouse isn't working, can you believe this shit? Click on the goddamn file. Okay, here we go.
Holy Jesus. What is that? What the fuck is that?
Oh, my.
Yeah, that was my first response, man. I knew it right from the beginning.
I mean, you were that stunned. at the
point.
I
was that stunned when I saw the Mauser.
And then how did you handle that? I mean,
well,
what'd you do?
You know, I decided. I just knew. I had to start playing Quake, and I actually bought I got a computer and all that,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of had a problem though, because like when I first, this is back in my early days, way back in 1997,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that, I was like this happy-go-lucky young Quake player, and
yeah.
I didn't really have an internet connection at the time, and
uh-huh.
a friend of mine told me, why don't we like play a direct modem-to-modem games.
Okay, sure.
And I was like really excited, and I was really excited because I didn't know anybody who played Quake, and I didn't know any better. I think we've all been there.
Yeah, sure.
So I started playing them, Quake, and you have to understand, this guy, he's like fat, he's bald, he's sweaty,
and he lives
with his mother. and I figured, I didn't have to smell him to actually play him. Like, I could play him over the internet.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I mean, play him trick modem to modem.
Uh-huh.
So I did, and he kept beating me, 50-3 and 100-2, and I just figured I was a beginner, and I didn't know much, and I'd eventually learn something, and,
yeah.
And it went on and on. He probably fragged me several thousand times, and
uh-huh.
so I finally actually bought an assassin, with the hopes that this would help me to, play better.
Right, sure.
And, and the thing was, it didn't help. At first, I wasn't getting any better.
No kidding.
I finally talked to Steve-O, and he said, if you're playing a modem-to-modem game,
yeah,
then he's got zero ping.
I see.
And he's got zero ping.
Right. Well, of course.
He has this total advantage. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, you weren't able to unleash the power.
So in effect, he'd been cheating all this time. This has been going on for 7 or 8 months.
Oh, man.
And so I finally had him call me.
Yeah.
He'd give me zero ping, and I ended up beating him 17-1.
Oh, there you go.
And at that point, something happened inside of me.
Really?
I remember all the frags, all the humiliation,
mm-hmm.
and it had all been a big lie. And I knew at that point, never again would I frag with that same sweet innocence that I'd once fragged.
True.
I knew from then on that I only had one path, and that path was death to the Mausers.
Yes, you're right.
Every time I fry one of their fucking little bodies, I feel cleaner inside.
Yes, it is a good thing. It is a good thing. It is.
So that's pretty much I was thinking back about my whole history there. And
how's that affected you today? How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good.
What's your frag count? Probably somewhere hundreds of thousands or something.
Tens of thousands by now.
Tens of thousands, yeah.
And I finally finished a new version of the Assassin Manifesto as well.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I finally finished it, and that's kind of...
Has that been helping you also to release some of the, crystallize your thinking, to where you could more focus, on what is your mission in life with your assassin?
Yeah, exactly. And so anyway, would you like to hear it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure, read away.
Okay. The Assassin Manifesto, Edition 3. And, of course, the 3 is with the Roman numerals.
Yes.
Clan Assassin is dedicated to creating a Quake world where a man is judged not by the color of his skin or the content of his character, but by the type of controller that he uses. And we will win not because our cause is just, because we have no cause, not because we are better people, because we ain't, but because we have the better hardware. Together we will give the Mausers the best techno-based ass-whooping since George Bush fragged Saddam Hussein. Some people think that assassin users hate Mausers. This is, of course, true. However, killing Mausers is not just an act of hatred, but also an act of love. Mausers are delusional, and it is only by dying repeatedly that they will learn the lesson that their so-called controller sucks. So remember, the more you kill them, the more you're doing them a favor. Perhaps someday they will come to see the light of truth, which is, of course, that neat light on the Panther XL trackball.
Good.
So are Mausers stupid? Are they ignorant? Are they simply bad people? The answer to all these questions is, of course, yes. It used to be that Mausers could claim economic hardship as the reason for their affliction, but now with the introduction of the Panther XL, the cost of obtaining controller superiority is dropped by half. We are left with the realization of what we have always known in our hearts. Mausers are that way because they deserve to be. They have chosen to be that way and deserve what they get, which is, of course, death at the hands of their controller betters. But my mother's a Mauser, some of you may whine. doesn't matter. She has chosen her path, and though she may have brought you into this world, it is your responsibility to take her out of the Quake world so she doesn't stink up our lives with her annoying little mouser turds the same way she screwed up your life when you were little. As hard as it to believe there are actually people, and I have the word people, of course, in quotation marks, who are worse than mousers, they are called orbers. And they use that monstrous weapon of evil ignorance called the space orb. Orbers are worse than mousers because they have actually made a choice to go with the orb, whereas mousers have just chosen the path of least resistance. And we won't even talk about those unfortunate souls who use gamepads. For them, we can only feel pity. The end.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
I know. I just choked up inside.
There's parts of there that I just don't know. I might have to let you go, man. I might have to go think on this for a while.
Okay.
Thanks, man. That was
great.
Keep
it hanging, dude. Keep
I appreciate it, man.
Power. Kill the mousers.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
The Mouser Trauma Online. I'm already dead.
Okay, people. I'm going to leave you this little piece of information. This is Menthol, A3D Radio. Signing off.
Hands in some stupid symbol. You're going to get up and scream. You're going to get up and burn an X in your head.